You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
In the studio, contrary to popular belief, we don't just have Michael Morris from Michael Morris and the Sonic Booms, but we have some of the Sonic Booms here in studio. We have a total of four of the band members of the five-piece here to have a chat about their new double album, Love Sensation and Destination Down. We have three who are mic'd up. Good morning to you, Benton, Joe and Michael.
Kia ora, Zach.
Kia ora.
How you doing?
I am doing fabu.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Sometimes I come in here in the morning and I have a weird face sickness, as you can probably hear. But now it's clearing up for whatever reason, so I'm very, very glad to be here. What about y'all?
Sounds really good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Are y'all chilling?
Yeah. We just had some of us had breakfast.
What did you have?
Eggs beanie.
Oh, hell yeah. Make it yourself?
No, got it at the cafe.
Oh, what cafe?
Good Earth.
Good Earth. I call it the Flat Earth. It's a bit silly. What about you guys? What do you have for breakfast?
Oh, it was that all round, I think.
Oh, today. Eggs Benny for the whole table.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Apart from Benton, he's feeling this is a sensitive subject for him, actually, because he hasn't had breakfast yet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because Benedict is so similar to Benton.
Right.
Yeah.
Eggs Benny.
Yeah. It's a good nickname, actually, Eggs Benny.
That's a good one.
Called it.
But yeah. Well, especially if you're
list. Add it to the list, man. It gets longer and longer the more the tour goes on.
What other nicknames do you have?
Bento box.
Bento box.
Bentonium.
Are they all food related?
Mostly.
Benny and the Jets.
Benny and the Jets is great.
Classic.
Absolute bag of tune. I've got a very serious question for you. You're putting out a double album, which is a huge effort. Why did you decide to go through the pain of it? You know, did you have too many songs in the archive? This is an open field question.
Yeah, that's pretty much a good answer. So many songs in the archive. It did take a long time to make. It took about 3 years, and it was just from start to finish. And it was just a feeling of there are so many here. Let's just put out a big splash and try and see if we can do something that we haven't done before, which was ambitious and ridiculous at the same time, but a lot of fun, and we're really happy with it, I think. So
there's huge 70s guitar vibes all over this thing. Who is the best guitarist from that decade? And again, this is a question to everyone. Even you, Paul. You can shout out your response in the corner if you
Paul's
so
in the
choose.
Back like,
yeah. Paul's in the back. Jay Chill.
Neil Young. Gilmore.
Neil Young.
Dave Gilmore. Yeah,
Dave Gilmore.
I'm a fan of Steve Lukather as well.
Steve who, sorry?
Lukather from Toto.
Oh, yo, Georgie Porgy?
Yeah.
What a great song. That's like proto R&B, like proto 90s R&B. Yeah. It's such a great track.
Yeah.
Africa, I can give or take. but this record, or these two records, they were recorded in Tautuku in the Catlins. What's it like recording out there? Quite remote, I imagine.
Yeah, just huge beach, huge forest, big school camp down there that sleeps about 200 people. We were lucky enough to go down there for a week and with three of us and just spend that time making music. Played for about 10 hours every day with record on.
10 hours every day?
Yeah.
For a week?
It was really intense. So we had a time budget of maybe, what was it, Benton, like 2 hours per song?
Yeah, it was. We would, you know, go to sleep in the hall and wake up and have a bit of food and pick up our instruments and just get stuck in, because there were 20 songs to do over 4 days.
Wow.
And no neighbours anywhere, so we could just go into the night or, you know, have a break whenever we wanted and go and swim over at the ocean and then come back and play some more for another.
That's pretty magical. So there's like a studio out there.
No.
You made a makeshift studio out there.
We made a studio, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Rolled up with all of our gear. Beautiful place.
There's like four wings, right? And you made one of the wings into a the guitars.
Yeah, exactly. There's this big kind of central wooden hall with an open fire, and that's where like all the drum we were with the drums, and then all the bedding wings took all the amps and microphones for those. So it was all isolated off.
So you recorded at the school camp.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
okay. Right. There, okay. Yeah. Did that? How much gear did you have to bring down? A lot?
Loads, yeah. We had to hire a big covered trailer.
Oh,
and it was
God.
Full, like, van with that. And, so it was That's quite awesome. A lot. It was a big setup. The setup itself took a day.
Not to mention a horrible name, but when Kanye recorded My Twisted Dark Fantasy, he did a similar thing. Him and his team like woke up together every morning. They had breakfast, they had lunch, they had dinner together. They like worked out together, and they made the record in a really intensive period.
Yeah, so, it's a great way to do it, I think. Yeah, we had an awesome time making it.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's so cool. That's so cool. Was there a rhyme or reason as to the songs that went into either album?
Probably just to do with the order that they've arrived. Like, there's a bit of a backlog of them. I spent a long time writing a lot of music when I was overseas, and it didn't get recorded as fast as it was being written. So I was trying to, like, honour that process of everything that... Not everything that has been written gets recorded, but, you know, you don't want to just chuck it all away either. So trying to kind of do it in order. And that's why those 20 songs got on there, because they were probably the ones that would have never been recorded if it wasn't in that moment.
Mm. Yeah. When you think back on the double albums throughout history, what are some of your favourites or your favourite?
A couple of live ones. We're just mentioning Dave Gilmour. There's Live at Gdansk.
Mm. My ancestral family's from Gdansk.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That album is incredible, and I think that's the best like guitar sound and playing in a live setting that I've just about ever heard.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Exile on Main Street, Rolling Stones.
Mm.
Yeah, that's an awesome one.
What about you, Benton?
I'm of the era when System of a Down released Hypnotize and Mesmerize as a double album.
As a dalbum.
The dalbum.
Abbreviated double album.
That's so dalbum. Good. That would have saved us so much time on this whole tour if we'd known it. Yeah.
It's French for double album. Dalbum.
I like it.
Noah, what about Outkast, Speaker Box Love Below? That's pretty
haven't heard it. Maybe that's one for the van. I'm sure we'll know some of it.
It's sort of like, I think it's like their last proper record, because you can see the two sort of start to go in different creative ways. Because one of them has one album and the other has the other album, but they're technically still Outkast.
Okay.
Which is really, really fascinating.
Are they outcasting from each other?
They are, yeah. Right, it's quite sad, really, but I don't know. I noticed that the guitars and the vibe on Destination Down were a bit heavier, especially on the second half, than Love Sensation. Where was I going with that? I don't know.
Why?
Was that like a conscious decision?
Yeah, it was kind of. So it was not so much while it was being made, but more later when it was starting to become clear what the track listing should be. Yeah, the first half of it is kind of poppier, upbeat rock, and then the second half is definitely kind of more psychedelic and heavy and a bit strange.
Yeah.
So, I can't actually say why that is. Why that decision was made. It just came. I think
you're getting tired of recording, you're just like, argh!
I think it was just like build it up and then chop it down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Imagine if you did a third and you just went into like, you know, deathcore or something.
What would it be?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what would it be?
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Do you notice any other major differences between the albums, like thematically?
Not really, no. I think it's just. I do think that they stand alone. That's probably important to say, that I do think of them as my kind of third and fourth releases, even though they're coming together. So it is a double album, but it's also a third and fourth album.
True.
Yeah. True. So you can listen to them like from start to finish individually. And I think they both hold ground in that way, as well as together all the way through.
Mm. Yeah. You're embarking, or you have embarked, on a 14-date tour for this. You played basically everywhere north of Otipoti, with, you know, Dunedin, Wanaka, and Waihopo and Invercargill left to play. What has the reception been like with the other stops around the tour?
It's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
We've had a great time.
Yeah.
Meeting, you know, new artists as well that were opening for us.
Mm.
That's been really cool.
It's been pretty magical, you know, especially during these times, being able to go around and see the country, and we've dodged a few very dangerous weather events.
Mm.
Last ferry out of Wellington recently, and then before that, dodging a cyclone. So
yeah, coming in clutch.
Yes,
oh my goodness.
Definitely. But it's played at some really great venues, a lot of very varied kind of shows, and a really cool people who are just really happy to hear some old school kind of rock and roll kind of stuff. They don't really expect to hear it. So
our tag phrase at the moment is that it's music that nobody wants but everyone needs, and people are kind of responding
like
in a way. Yeah, exactly, like Batman. Yeah. It's so good. people are responding kind of physically to that. I think like sometimes they're showing up and they're not sure what to expect. By a few songs in, they just seem to releasing all whatever else is going on in their day to day life, because obviously it's a strange time in the world.
It's a great time. What are you talking about?
It's a great time. Oh yeah,
it's awesome. Obviously. I don't feel anxious any day.
Yeah, neither. Yeah, I'm not trembling as I sit here, but. But I think it's providing some good like energy offlet for people
and fun, a outlet, little bit of fun. We can still have some fun.
Completely.
I think we have fun, which translates really great to other people. You know, wanting to have fun, because if you go to a gig and you see the band having a great time, you're like, oh, this isn't bad. This is good. I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, they're not trying to be cool and nonchalant. They're just like, you know.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
They're rocking the party. what's been the peak and the pit of the tour? Peak being the best, pit being the worst.
We had to knock off two shows because of the hurricane, which was a bummer.
Damn.
Auckland and Tauranga, we didn't get to.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that was a downer, but... everything else has been the highlight. I couldn't pick one personally. I think like all the shows have been really enjoyable, better than expected in terms of like turnouts have been good. The music has been really, really great fun and progressed and gotten tighter and better. So, and then the downtimes in the van driving to the next place with, you know, five of the best friends in the world. It's pretty cool.
Aww.
It's really a good combo and a good time.
That's very sweet. Yeah. That's very sweet. What about you, Benson and Joe?
Obviously, Pitt being not being able to play those two shows. I've got a lot of family, a lot of whānau up in Tauranga, so that was a bit of a bummer. But I've managed to catch up with people all around the country, which has been really wonderful. Because we cancelled those two shows, we ended up hanging out in Taupo for like three or four or five days.
So
and I'd say a peak would be, so Michael, as well as being an incredible guitarist and musician, dad, everything, he is also an incredible chef, and he made us
dinners every night. Really high class.
Amazing.
He had to feed the troops. Very important.
He doesn't just feed us, he feeds us.
He wines and dines you. Oh, that's great.
But they're not allowed dessert unless they've eaten their grains.
As any good chef should live by. Do you have a plan to take a hiatus from more tunes and just chill out for a bit? Or
definitely
are you
going to
do
chill,
like a triple album in the near future?
Well,
there's
a lot of temptation. There's a lot of temptation. And have the tendency sometimes to be a little bit overactive and overambitious. In terms of this project, that's worked out really well so far. But no, it's going to be important to step back for a little while, I think, and not completely disappear, but just take a bit of stock, get back into the swing of life outside of this really lovely project that we've been lucky enough to enjoy. And then just chip away at some new songs, I think, and probably do it all again. Some other point later in the future,
Well, can't wait to see what else you come up with. Thank you so much for coming on the program this morning. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day.
Thanks for having us.
Horrible cold day.
Cool, yeah. We should probably just mention, you might have already been able to do it, but we're playing here on the Saturday.
Yes, you are playing at Pearl Diver at 8 p.m. People can get tickets from Under the Radar.
That's the one year with Mads Harrop.
Yo!
Is opening, which is awesome.
Man.
Great band. That's the kind of homecoming final gig. And that's looking like it's maybe on the way to selling out, so I would recommend you grab your tickets if you're keen to come along.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be heaps of fun, and we'll be celebrating. So
dope. Well, I wish you the best with the rest of the tour. You know, Wanaka and Invercargill.
Yeah, thanks.
One will be infinitely better than the other. I'm from Invercargill, so I can say Invercargill.
We know which one
is right. It's pretty obvious. No, thank you so much. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks. Folks, that was Michael Morris and Joe and Benton from Michael Morris and the Sonic Booms. We're talking to them about their new double album, Love, Sensation and Destination Down. If you want to go see them in Otipoti, you can. They're playing at Pearl Diver this Hature Saturday at 8 p.m. Again, you can find tickets from undertheradar.co.nz. We're going to play Right Back Here by Michael Morris. Morris and the Sonic Boom. And then at 10, we'll be joined by Zoe Eckhoff from the OUSA Exec. She's our residential rep in 2026. So we'll be talking all things residential issues when it comes to students. Here is Michael Morris and the Sonic Boom with Right Back Here. You're listening to The One, Mā Te Wā.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.